This is Stateside. I'm April Baer.
You may have been accustomed over your voting years to seeing retirees, older folks working the polling places. Seriously, where would we be without them? Well, this morning, I was surprised to see a couple of high schoolers helping voters. I decided to ask them what drew them to exercising this particular civic responsibility. I talked to Peyton Alexa, a high school senior, and Olivia Andrews Vaughn, a high school junior. We'll start with Peyton.
Why did you decide to work today?
I've decided to work because my mom is the deputy clerk of Ann Arbor. And I have helped since I've been 16, and she asked me to do it one time in the summer when I had time off and just to make some extra cash, and turned out to really like it.
What is the work like?
The work is pretty simple. It's not very complex. It's nice to see residents and everyone coming out to see new people. I meet people who've lived here. My grandparents live around here, so I meet people I know. And it's just great to work with everyone.
Sounds like you have a long day ahead of you.
I do. I have a 16-hour shift ahead of me.
What gets you through a day like that?
Lots of caffeine. Lots and lots of caffeine.
Would you say that you're someone who has an interest in civics and government, or just more interest in the community aspect of it?
I'm more interested in the community aspect. I have never really cared for government or anything like that in school, and I more like helping out. It just makes me feel better about myself.
How have the lines been today?
In the morning, we probably about had 30 people line up. Like, as soon as we opened the door, it was pretty intense. Like, and then after a while, it cooled down, and now we probably about have 10 or so in line at a time. It's pretty good.
That before work crowd.
Yes. In the morning, everyone's trying to get to work and get their ballot in time so they don't have to come out later.
Are you expecting a big crowd in the afternoon hours?
They actually didn't know because of how many absentee ballots that people came in. So we're probably hoping about 300, maybe 4.
Do you mind saying how much you make for working the polls?
I make $13 an hour.
That's a good day's work.
It's pretty good. I make more than my other job.
What is your other job?
I take care of senior residents in their homes that are unable to take care of themselves.
Was there anything I did not ask you that you wish more people knew about Election Day?
That it makes an impact. Like, people should really come vote. Like, some people don't think that one vote may make a difference, but it will. You'd be surprised.
Olivia, hi.
Hi.
Do you mind introducing yourself?
My name is Olivia. I'm a junior at Skyline High School.
Why did you decide to work the polls this year?
Well, my friend, she saw one of her teachers told her about the opportunity, and so she looked into it more, and then she told me, and I thought it would be a really great opportunity. I'm not old enough to vote yet, but I still wanted to have some kind of participation, so it was a really great opportunity.
So this isn't a class credit situation. This is just something you're doing for you.
Yeah. Well, I decided to do this even though, so this week I'm at Skyline and we're on trimesters and this is finals week. So I actually have finals tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. But I decided to do this anyway because I just think that it's like really important and it's a really great experience.
What's it been like so far today?
Well, it was pretty busy right first off in the morning, and there have been a couple little hiccups with, like, absentee ballots and stuff like that because some of the things have changed from last year on procedures. But other than that, it's been pretty smooth going, and everybody's been really nice.
Have a lot of people turned up to vote?
Yeah, we've had really good numbers. Earlier I kept calculating, like, percentages of, like, people from this precinct and, like, how many we had so far. And when I was doing it first thing in the morning, we were up to, like, 10% already. So,
is it hard work?
No, it's not hard. We all switch off on different jobs. And it's good that there's 5 of us, so we each have small jobs with each person that goes through. If there were less of us, then it would become more difficult, especially with the longer lines. But so far it hasn't been hard.
Have people been pretty patient?
Yeah, we've had a couple people that have been less patient than others, but overall most people have been really patient.
People hearing this might wonder why someone who is not yet old enough to vote herself might want to be part of this whole thing. How do you answer that question?
Well, because I am not able to vote yet, I don't really have a way to participate in the elections, but I still like doing a lot with it. I've done a lot of research on the candidates, and I've definitely made my own decisions about who I like better. But since I am not yet able to vote, I thought this would be a good way to still be involved.
What is your day going to look like today?
Well, I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I drove over here, and we started setting up at 6, and then at 7 we opened. So the lines started, and it was pretty busy right at first, but ever since then it's been a little bit in and out, and the lines haven't been too bad. I'm going to be here for a little while, and then we get a lunch break and a dinner break, and then we close the polls at 8, but then we have to deconstruct everything, so I'll probably be here until about 10.
Do you think you would do this again?
Yeah, I like it, and all the people are really cool, and it's a really great way to get a different perspective on how the vote counts work.
Olivia, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.